What is going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Williams. I'm not sure if this is actually going to be in the podcast, so we'll call this episode zero. But you'll be getting to know a lot of guests through how they came to know Christ. We're going to dig deep a little bit, as long as they're comfortable with that. But before we get to know them, I was thinking the other night, should probably get to know me too. So you know my journey, how I came to know Christ. And what I enjoy doing and why I even made this podcast in the first place. So we'll start with that, how I came to make this podcast. I was working, and I was driving around in my work truck, and it's just me in there, right? It's pretty boring, but I listen to a lot of podcasts, the George Jenko Show, Bible Talk with Jim Hamilton, Sam Amati, and Alex Duke, Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, a few other ones as well. But I was thinking to myself, because I do that a lot, because I'm by myself, just driving around to different houses. And, you know, the idea popped in my head of starting a podcast. And so, you know, I brought that up to one of my pastors at my church and my good friend. We had a Bible study that day. And, you know, I brought it up to him. I wasn't really thinking much about it. And they kind of agreed to it. They didn't say no. So, you know, I had the idea in my head, and I was like, you know what? I feel like this is something I should at least get into, add another hobby to the list. So here we are. A few weeks later, bought all the equipment, bought some headsets, and here we are. It's not that expensive of a setup, but, you know, it's a good enough setup to get me started. Anyway, so that's how this podcast came to be. Why is it called Jesus and the Arts? So I am an actor. I've done many musicals from my high school, but outside of that as well, all over Cincinnati, Westchester, Price Hill, Loveland. And I really feel like this is what God has called me to do, called me to pursue my my abilities to act, sing, dance a little bit, getting better at that. But I love it so much. And I thought of it as just a hobby, but I really found out that this is a gift God has given me, and I think He wants me to pursue this. If He doesn't, the door will close. But right now, it's open, and I'm diving into it right now. So that's why it's called the arts part. But Jesus and the arts. So I'm a Christian. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and rose again 3 days later. And that is the only way to have eternal life, get to heaven. And how I came to know Jesus, I was born in a Christian household, went to church, still go to church. Well, I went to church my entire life. Went to a Christian private school, MVCA. And, you know, I came to know Christ as a young kid, going to Sunday school, hearing all these awesome stories of Jesus walked on water. Jesus turned water into wine. Jesus fed 5,000 people with bread and fish. He healed people. He rose someone up from the dead. He rose up from the dead himself. Come on, this guy's awesome. I was like, this guy's a superhero. Holy. And so, no, I was like, you know, I want to know this guy. This guy's awesome. And as a kid, I thought, it's pretty cool how we can do that. And it is pretty cool. But as a kid, I was just like, you know, Dad, I want to know Jesus. So he walked me through the process, and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord, 7 or 8. And you know, I got older, did Sunday school, heard sermons in church, didn't really pay attention that much. And I became a Christian, but I didn't really do anything about it. I kind of, okay, I did it, check that box, you know? That was a mistake. And I was too young. I was young that I didn't comprehend that. And I realize that now. But, you know, I didn't really do much about it. And when I was young, I had really bad anxiety attacks. I wake up in the night, just screaming and freaking out and walk into my parents' room. They would try to wake me up. I would say, "I'm awake, I'm awake, I'm awake." Next morning, I would wake up. They were like, "Do you remember what happened last night?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" They're like, "You panicked. You panicked. You had an anxiety attack." I was like, What are you talking about? No, I didn't." I had those a lot when I was a kid. I don't remember much about them anymore. Again, I didn't really remember the next day about them. But it would be small things that would freak my mind out so much to the point that I would panic, I would freak out, I would cry, I would scream, I would destroy things, and I wouldn't even remember. You know, I remember one time I freaked out. I think my mom threatened to call the cops one time because I was a mess. I was an absolute mess, and I had no idea why. Thankfully, praise the Lord, I'm better now. I still struggle with anxiety, but I know how to keep it down and to trust in the Lord and find peace in Him through scripture and prayer and fellowship with other believers. But I didn't, looking back on it, I didn't think to really look to God in that situation. I believed in the Lord, but I didn't put him first. I didn't cast my worries on him. I didn't cast my mind on him. Flash forward, I'm done with those attacks. I've got therapy and people helped me. It was 2020, crazy year, we all know about it. It was around Christmas time. I was in 8th grade, and my birthday is in December. It's actually Christmas Eve. And during Christmas break of school, I think even a little bit before that, I was really, really depressed. Like, scary depressed. Like, every single time I would go to bed, I couldn't sleep because I had thoughts about just harming myself. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to cast them out. So I would go into my parents' room, freaking out, and I wouldn't be able to sleep unless my mom or dad was sitting right next to me, waiting for me to fall asleep. I mean, I was that paranoid. I was that scared that I would do something myself. I know I would never do it, but my mind was there, and my imagination would just go wild, and it would freak me out. So I had that going on every night. I wouldn't get much sleep. But it was Christmas time. I really thought that, man, it's my birthday coming up. It's Christmas coming up. Presents and gifts will really, really push that all away. So comes my birthday, December 24th. I feel more depressed than ever. It was rough. I remember watching a movie that night. I want to say it was Christmas with the Cranks, but I'm not 100% sure. But I remember going up to my dad and my mom when we were watching that movie, and I went, you know, I'm thinking about it again. I don't know how to get it out. I was scared. So scared I couldn't focus on the movie because it was nighttime, and after that movie, I was going to be going to bed. And I was so scared. Next day, Christmas. Still feel sad. No happy. No happy. No happiness. I felt like even with those gifts, I got cool gifts too. Love of the family was all around me. It was Jesus's birth. But I still felt lonely. And it just kept going over and over and over and over and over. And thankfully, when school started back up again, I got my mind off of it. But it wasn't a few years later till I realized, man, the problem was that I wasn't strengthening my mind. The only time I was reading my Bible, the only time I was praying was with my parents at meals and before I went to bed. I wasn't spending any personal time with God. Sundays was the only time I would read my Bible, and during school for Bible reading for 10 minutes, but I barely even did that. I didn't have, how do I phrase this? My mind wasn't fortified. My mind didn't have the foundation of Jesus. So, because of that, my mind was weak. The devil snuck his way in and put those thoughts in there. And because I didn't know how to get rid of them, I didn't know how to do it, I just dwelled on that. And they grew and they grew and they got worse and worse and worse. Until I started realizing I have to pray about this. So I prayed. I would pray every single night by myself when I was getting ready for bed. And you know, every single night I would pray, Lord, take these thoughts captive from me. Give me peace of mind. Help me to sleep in your arms tonight and feel peace. I would pray that prayer every single night. I would read my Bible before I went to bed. And you know, that would help. Because I'm ending my day with truth. And I'm dwelling on those scriptures and Christian songs that I would hear from church or from the radio. And slowly, those thoughts started to go away. And, you know, they don't pop up as much, but there's other ones that pop up there, but now I know that the only truth that can cast those out is the truth of the gospel. And thankfully, because of God's word, because we have fellowship with our Creator, we have that ability to cast those thoughts, take them captive, and throw them out. To this day, I still struggle. It's hard. But I start my day with scripture. I end my day with scripture. I pray as I'm getting ready for bed. And sometimes it's hard not to treat that as a checklist. And I've had to practice of getting better at not just saying the same thing over again. But I emphasize it so much. We have resources here. We have the Bible. Because of Jesus, we have a personal relationship with Him. We should not take those for granted. If you're feeling troubled, if you feel alone, if you are struggling with a certain sin that you can't get away from, go to the scriptures. Go to the Lord. Pray. Ask for those thoughts to be taken captive. Ask for wisdom. Ask for guidance. Ask for strength. He will give those to you. Not in the way you expect him to, but he always does. God works in mysterious ways. We have to accept that. So that's my story of how I came to know my Lord and Savior Jesus. And so I encourage you guys to, for this podcast, when I'm asking these questions to the guests, I encourage you guys to think about them as well. Not to just listen to them and for it to go through one ear and out the other, but to really, really think to yourself, how can my mind stay focused on the Lord? How can I have the strength to put my phone down, get up from the couch, and read the Bible, go and pray in my room, go for a walk and meditate on the day and the blessings God's given me? He's always listening. He's always there. we have to be the ones to talk to him as well. He's speaking to us. We just have to talk to him as well. And you may feel like he's distant from you. Maybe it feels like you're talking to a brick wall. I've been there. But you have to readjust your mind. Picture yourself on your knees before the throne of God and just speaking to him. He is your father. He is your friend, your best friend. And you're his son, and you're his daughter. And he wants to hear from us. He wants to hear from you. He's always there. So I want to close this time in prayer. I don't know if this is going to be on the podcast, but just do it anyway for fun. All right, let's pray. Lord, we love you today. Thank you for this day, that every day is a new day from you, Lord. And I ask that we can just not take that for granted, but to be thankful that we just get to wake up and have another day to glorify you and spread your kingdom to the world. Lord, thank you for this opportunity that I have to speak to people and to spread your love and your truth to people who are here with me physically or are listening to me speak. Lord, I just ask that you can just open their hearts, touch their hearts if they don't know you, Lord, and to strengthen their hearts and minds if they do know you. Lord, I ask for anybody that is experiencing difficulty, hardship, loss of a loved one, broken relationship. Lord, heal their hearts. Give them peace of mind. Give them the ability and the strength to open your word and just to reach out. Lord, let us know that you are there. And Lord, help us to remind ourselves that you always love us. And that's because your son, and that it's because of your son, we have the ability to talk to you. Lord, we love you today. And we ask for all these things in your precious and holy name. Amen. Thank you guys for listening to episode 0 of the Jesus and the Arts podcast. Peace be with you all.